5 minutes left of this program, so I want to get right to it with Jeff Katzer of Little Resort out of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Jeffrey, we talked about a venison recipe for people. You know, they've got their deer now. It's hanging in the shed. It's hanging in the garage. They want a different, fun way to cook it, hopefully easy as well. What can you give us?
The super most easiest one, I'm going to try to do two really quick. You get your ground venison from the butcher or you do it yourself. You put it in one-pound bags. And everybody knows this already. Just substitute it. We make lasagna, chili, everything. Instead of beef or pork, just use that. That's all we ever use. But listen to this one. This is a very... I never thought this could happen, and everybody's going to be a skeptic until you try it. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Venison steaks, put them on something. You got to use your pounder, pound them. My wife takes like Lowry's steak seasoning and just sprinkles that over the top with a little bit of pepper. She pounds the living heck out of it, flips it over, pounds the living heck out of it, puts virgin olive oil in the bottom of a pan just lightly. Oh, I forgot. Jesus, I almost forgot the main important thing. She then, after the seasoning and pounding, she puts it in breadcrumbs, puts that in the skillet. It browns. She flips it. It browns again. I eat it. It's the only way I want venison now. It's amazing tender. It is so tender. I don't even need, I should video this when I'm eating it. You just cut it with a fork. It's just amazing. So again, pound it, season it, pound it, put breadcrumbs on it, put it in the virgin olive oil. Remember, the real key to this is don't overcook it. So when the breading really starts getting nice and brown, flip it. When the breading gets brown, flip it again. It needs to be pink on the inside. If you cook it thoroughly all the way through, you might as well eat your Nike. But that is a great, 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 great recipe right there.
Well, it's funny. You know, you talk about the pounding of the meat, the pounding of the venison. And I was talking with Amy Eiler earlier this week, and she was saying how her husband likes to make pheasant breast that way, just because what it does, folks, is it tenderizes the meat. When you pound it with a meat mallet, it tenderizes, it breaks down the fibers, and that allows it then to become very tender. And so then, you know, Jeff is talking about having fork tender venison that's sauteed in a pan. And you can do the same thing with anything, whether it's pheasant breast, whether it's chicken breast. I do pork chops that way. Just the key is just to pound it out, make it a little bit thinner, break down the fibers. I like to throw it in some egg wash, crushed cracker crumbs, and then fry it that way and lightly brown it on the outside. And it just comes out chicken, pork, anything just becomes fork tender where you don't even need a knife. It falls apart. It's so tender. It's great.
It's really true. Do we have time for one quickie?
We do.
Okay. So there's steaks that you can get off your animal that are called flat iron steaks. They're off the front shoulder, or a larger steak that is a little bit on the thinner side, like a flat iron steak. So again, I pound this thing out, season it, pound it out. And then you take, and I'm not a big fan of jalapeno peppers, so I take the seeds out because I'm kind of a girl, and so it's not so hot. I take a jalapeno pepper and cream cheese, and I lay it right in the middle. And then I roll the thing up just like pigs in a blanket kind of a deal, and I put a big toothpick through it so it doesn't unroll on the grill. And all I do is I put it on the grill, and when you sear it on the bottom or whatever, or it starts getting done, you'll see the kind of the cheese start oozing out a little bit. You'll see stuff going on. Flip it over. And when that happens again, it's done. And it is, we call them jalapeno poppers, venison poppers, anything like that. Absolutely to die for.
Fantastic, my friend. As always, thank you. Thanks for coming on. And
for having me. I hope everybody's safe, and give us a call for ice fishing.
I still have shivers from the story you shared with us last week on the program, Jeff, about the duck hunting near mishap you had, or the waterfall hunting near mishap you had. So. Yeah. I hope you're recovered from that.
Still sore, but I'm gonna make it.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service. His appearance is brought to us each and every week on KFGO by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. You can check out Warrior Boats at Woodland Marine at Woodland Resort, or locally here in KFGO country at Kovash Marine on First Avenue North in Moorhead. That's going to wrap it up for me. Another week of McFeely Outdoors in the can, as we say. I'll be back Monday for the Mike McFeely Show. We'll see you then. And she thinks we're just fishing.